You're listening to the National Oceanography Center's Into the Blue podcast, where we tackle some of the biggest questions facing our ocean today by speaking to experts and voices from the world of oceanography. Hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hi, I'm Will, and today I'm joined by Will Pearson to talk about Ocean Bottle and how they're helping the fight against the impacts of plastic pollution in our ocean. Thanks for joining me today, Will.
Hey, Will, it's great to be here. Good to always be with a fellow Will as well. Can't go wrong.
Absolutely. So yeah, what we do with the podcast is we always start with a random ocean question. So your question is, what was your first memory of the ocean?
Good question. So I grew up, actually, I grew up in the UK, in the countryside. So I was actually nowhere near the ocean. But I'm half Norwegian. Right. So my grandparents actually lived up in northern Norway. And we were lucky to sort of spend our summer holidays up there. So we'd go sailing every summer. I think I was probably like 3 years old or something the first time I went up there. And I think my first, you know, real memory was we were out in a dinghy in the fjords, and we had a kind of looking glass where you could look below the water and see what was going on down there. And that I really remember that quite vividly. I think those times up there just, yeah, they really kind of kick-started my love for the ocean.
Cool. That's really cool. So yeah, obviously you're co-founder of Ocean Bottle, if people don't know. Before we go into sort of Ocean Bottle itself, do you want to talk us a bit about sort of your journey to being where you are today in terms of your career? Like, well, you obviously said, you know, you've had a love of the ocean since you were young. But so did you always envisage yourself sort of working with the ocean as such?
Yeah, so I had a sort of interesting journey. I haven't really had much career experience as well before starting. In fact, it's almost right. Zero. I studied engineering, and I had that kind of passion for the ocean, and I think wanted to at least go out and explore it and sail it for as long as I can remember. I had this kind of bizarre obsession with boats as well. So I did my engineering degree, and I then actually decided, right, I'm gonna take that passion and dive in. So I actually went and worked as a deckhand right. for a year. So we started in the Mediterranean, so we started in Malta. We sailed out to the Maldives in the Indian Ocean, took almost a month, sort of, you know, not setting foot on land. And it was just an epic experience. And it was actually on that boat that the owners of the boat, they bore around 1,000 Evian bottles for their family that really? Christmas. And they had a family of about, I think it was 4 people. And I was just, this is crazy. You know, they'd have a sip, I'd have to kind of pour it out, crush it. The bottles had been flown in from Europe. And then, yeah, basically they got handed over and burnt on an island called Tilafushi. So they just burn all the plastic and it just drifts off into the ocean. So that was a bit of an eye-opener for me. And then, you know, loads of other things from Blue Planet to all sorts of things that were going on at that time. But yeah, I did a couple of internships. I did some internships in solar energy, worked in a sports store, and then, yeah, came back to London and quite quickly came up with the idea for Ocean Bottle, actually. And then we kind of just went all in on that. So that's my career journey.
Done it all. Yeah. So for people who don't know what Ocean Bottle is, do you want to give us sort of a brief introduction as to what Ocean Bottle does?
Yeah, I never like to assume that people know what it is. I mean, it very much does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
But, you know, we there's still a large amount of people who haven't heard of us. And I actually think that's really exciting because it shows, you know, how much potentially we can grow and expand our impact. But yeah, basically, simply put, this is the ocean bottle right here. So yeah, for every bottle that we sell, we fund collection equivalent to 1,000 plastic bottles in weight. It was a really simple concept at the beginning. It really revolved around the fact that all of a sudden people really wanted to do something about the ocean plastic crisis, but didn't necessarily have a way of making a meaningful difference. and doing something that was bigger than just themselves. So that was it. It was one for 1,000. How do we enable individuals to actually be part of a global solution to a really, really massive problem? So yeah, we spent, you know, a year and a half designing and developing the bottle because we wanted to make sure that this was a product that people would love, use every single day, not only to like connect them to that mission, but also, you know, reduce their own plastic footprint as well. So yeah, that in a nutshell, that's what we do. We fund loads of plastic collection projects all around the world, and I'll probably get into that. But yeah, we're coming up to our billion bottle milestone. That's awesome. Wow. Which yeah means we will have prevented a billion plastic bottles and weight from entering the ocean.
That's amazing. Were there any sort of when you sort of come out with the idea and sort of pushing that concept through, were there any sort of unexpected challenges you had when sort of doing that process?
I almost don't think you can do a startup without more than a handful of challenges. And actually my dad said to me, whatever you do, well, do not start a startup, because he done it, and it's honestly one of the hardest things I think out there. We had so many challenges. I think the hardest part was that we had, you know, no resources. So it was myself, my co-founder Nick, and then, you know, we added on a couple of team members as we went. But I was down at the warehouse, you know, sending out the first batch of bottles to the wrong locations and, you know, making a real meal of it. But we were doing everything from marketing to customer service to product design to impact to, you know, every single element of the business. So yeah, it was pretty tough.
Yeah, I guess as well, because it is so intrinsically linked to climate change, so that the plastic pollution must have felt a bit sort of daunting, knowing, you know, this is a huge problem in terms of plastic pollution. And, you know,
once you start to peel back that rug and you realize the scale of the problem and what's happening, it's pretty daunting. And you quickly end up feeling like the entire kind of global challenges on your shoulders. And, you know, the hope is that we can really make a meaningful difference, but we're not going to be able to solve this challenge alone, obviously.
Definitely. So then, are we able to go a bit in more into sort of, say, if one of our listeners who's listening to this now goes and buys a bottle, so if they're going to buy a bottle, what impact are they having to sort of the fight against plastic pollution if they buy a bottle?
Yeah. So how it works is, so we fund collection of 11.368 kilos of plastic per ocean bottle, which is equivalent to over 1,000 plastic bottles in weight.
Right.
We fund that collection, and what we do is we basically set up collection points and waste management infrastructure in impoverished coastal communities all around the world. So we've got projects in Indonesia, the Philippines, India, Kenya, Ghana, Egypt, Brazil. We're also launching in some small island developing states where they don't have any waste management infrastructure at all. And this is a huge issue. You know, if you think about the proliferation of single-use plastics becoming so ubiquitous, the distribution of them as well has been exactly the same all over the world. And what hasn't caught up is basically waste management and collection. You know, we're lucky at home that you put your recycling out and it gets collected and processed, although badly and not recycled, but at least it doesn't get dumped straight into a waterway or a river and then get flushed straight out into the ocean. So by setting up these collection points, we're closing what's called the collection gap, and we're preventing that plastic from entering the environment and the ocean in the first place. How it works a bit more practically is that collectors in these communities can actually exchange their plastic for money. So they get a financial incentive to bring the plastic in. But they also get access to loads of other social resources and benefits from healthcare, education, to, you know, support with kind of financial security. So in some cases, we have things like microloans and stuff like that to really drive actually the social mobility as well within those communities, because these are some of the most marginalized people in the world that we're working with and supporting. We collect loads of different types of plastic. So We actually collect, I think it's almost 16 types of plastic now, which is very important, because if you only collect one type, you're not dealing with the whole problem. So we have a big focus actually on multi-layer film sachets, materials that have very, very low value, and basically putting a value on them to ensure that they get collected and then don't end up in the environment.
Right. That's amazing. I mean, that everyone loves a reusable bottle, but knowing that you buy one of those bottles is actually having that impact across the world is pretty amazing, isn't it? Like, knowing that, you know, you've contributed to that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So have you seen it? Have you been out and seen any of that firsthand, like the effects they're having? So it must feel quite enriching knowing that, you know, you're having a big hand in that.
Yeah, it's you know, I think the scale of the challenge is quite daunting. 1,000 plastic bottles is a lot. Like, if you put it in, you know, it's enough to fill a small car.
If you
spread it out spatially, it's huge. And we do a lot of partnerships with companies. So if they're buying 1,000 ocean bottles, they're collecting 1 million plastic bottles in weights. It's been amazing to actually see the impact firsthand. So we've actually set up one of the projects in India. We've actually set up a huge collection center, which is where we aggregate all the plastic waste. And we've actually, around there, we've actually invested in e-tricycles so that people can actually go around and collect much more plastic than they would be able to going by foot. But also, you know, it's a much more pleasurable job. Yeah. And it becomes kind of high profile. It's sort of, you know, these people are actually the environmental guardians of their local community. And it's really cool to see. So, yeah, I think there's a balance in that. One thing is, it's really cool to see the impact we're creating and the projects that we have live. But then the daunting side of it is just the scale of the problem. And you know, we basically really need to continue to scale up big time.
Yeah.
And it needs a lot of people to get involved and companies as well. So, but I believe we can do it. And in theory, you know, we could fund collection of all ocean bound plastic, in theory.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's can we get there fast enough?
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, the scale of the problem, you know, we're trying to tackle it is so large. Like, since that story you mentioned earlier about when you were a deckhand and you saw all those bottles, to now, like, has there been a visible impact, like, in terms of not just what Ocean Bottle are doing, but the ocean as a wider sort of thing? Have you seen sort of a bigger impact, or is it still kind of the same as it was back then at all?
So I'll give you the bad news first, and then I'll give you the good news second. So the bad news is that globally we're still heading in the wrong direction. So unless we can really change tack, and there's loads of things happening, which is why I'll give you some hope. Ocean plastic is expected to quadruple in weight by 2040. So that's the direction of travel. So things are going to get much worse before they get better. And it's because of this, you know, a big contributor within that is the collection gap. Yeah. There was a report that came out for all those really interested in this called Breaking the Wave, where they basically charted a pathway to stopping that from happening or almost. So with the right interventions, you know, we could actually stop 80% of that, we could stop 80% of the flow of plastic, the annual flow of plastic into the ocean within the next 20 years. And that includes everything from closing the collection gap to, you know, massive reduction and effective eradication of single-use plastics. Even if we don't have single-use plastics, there's still a hell of a lot of plastic out there, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it is really positive in the fact that, you know, it's like from our side, so NOC side, you know, we're our microplastics team and our scientists are working on understanding the effect these plastics are having in the ocean, but also seeing the other side. So like industry as example, and as well, what you guys are doing, you know, trying to get out. It's nice to see that a lot of areas are pushing towards the same direction in terms of, you know, helping, you know, protect the ocean and keeping the plastic out, but also understanding the effects it's having right now. I think it's really positive to see that.
And I was going to say, you know, what's quite encouraging is there's a hell of a lot of material innovation going on. So Sian Sutherland, who's on our advisory board, she started plasticfree.com, which is a materials resource library of plastic-free materials for the... There's 160 million product designers around the world. So it's basically a resource library for them to design using plastic-free materials through to... you probably saw recently there was the UK ban on certain single-use plastics just came into effect.
Yeah.
But that needs to be really broadened because that only covers, I think, you know, plastic cutlery and so styrofoam containers. So, you know, we need to continue to expand that as well. But yeah, this is of vital importance. As you know, in your job, the ocean is the world's largest ecosystem and, you know, it's the least funded sustainable development goal. And without life in the ocean, you know, there is no life. So it's imperative.
Yeah, definitely. So should we end it a bit on the future? So are there any exciting sort of projects Ocean Bottle are doing in the near future or starting now that you could sort of tell us a bit about?
Yeah, so we've got a few things cooking over here in Ocean Bottle World. One is that we've built a traceability platform around our impact. So we've always wanted to show people, you know, where your plastic was collected. So if you bought a bottle right now, you can actually see where your plastic's been collected, when, who collected it, what they got paid for it, what type of plastic it was, all of that sort of data and insight into the difference that you've actually made.
Yeah.
And what we're doing with that is we're also going to open it up to other brands and companies so that they can add verified plastic collection to any product or service. So, you know, if you went and refilled for coffee at Starbucks, you could fund a collection of 10 plastic bottles and weights.
Right.
If you bought a special edition wetsuit, you know, that could also fund plastic collection. So it enables us to kind of grow our collective impact exponentially is really the goal. And then we've got loads more product development going on. So whether it's materials innovation through to new product features and designs, ultimately so that no one has an excuse not to have an ocean bottle. You know, we can really kind of hit all those use cases and make sure that it appeals to everyone.
That's great. Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I think Ocean, I think everyone loves a reusable bottle. So yeah, why not, you know, buy one and help protect the ocean as well. We'll also have links to Ocean Bottle on the website and things like that in our description as well, so our listeners can look at it more. But thanks so much for joining me today, Will. It's a really interesting conversation. Yeah, we'll be closely following Ocean Bottle in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much. And also, yeah, look out for our app as well, which is coming, so that people can actually find refill locations around them and actually fund more plastic collection every day for free. So every bottle's got a sort of NFC tag in it. So you can basically register it to yourself and then join in. And the goal is to not just limit it to Ocean Bottle as well, so that anyone can be part of it. But honestly, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure. And we just need to ramp up all these different efforts quickly.
Definitely. Yeah, no, thank you for joining me today, Will.
If you're enjoying Into the Blue, please make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss out on future episodes. New episodes are released every other Wednesday on all major platforms and are also available to watch on the NOC's YouTube. See you next time.